Welcome to the Mackey Motors at pregame right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCI. I'm Carol Tankers hosting Bondurant Farrar here tonight as we get the 2020 football season underway. Joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame is Tiger head coach Danny McCartan. And coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, we're excited to get season started here.
Danny, what's it been like this week? You guys, prepping for the last couple of weeks. Not everybody always 100% sure that things were going to go, but we're here. It's game time, and now everybody gets to go out and actually play against somebody.
Yeah, it's a whole new world we live in. Obviously, that's for everybody, and sports are kind of secondary to everything else, or third, you know. But we have an opportunity, so we're hopefully going to take advantage and make the most of it.
Bondurant Farrar comes in off of a 5-win season last year, graduated their top tailback in the Lozano kid, but bring back a lot of guys offensively. Ike Myricks at quarterback, also they're going to be their leading returning rusher coming back. This looks like a team that wants to run the football, at least in the past.
Yeah, and that's what we saw. We exchanged scrimmage films with them. We looked at film from last year, and that's definitely who they are. And, that's what good teams want to hang their hat on. And if you're living by the past, you're going to die by it more than likely. And so they've got a good game plan. We've known Coach Fonts for years. He used to be a coach down at Central, and so he does a great job with those guys.
Coach, what kind of a running style do they have? Are they eye formation? Do they look to spread you out? What do they do?
Well, they like to give you a gun with a three-back look, kind of a diamond set, with a lead blocker. Number 43 does a great job lead blocking. He's a big, strong kid, rider kid. They do some counter-trace stuff with some zone things. But, they're going to run right at you. They're not going to try and run away from you.
Pretty big up front?
They're not actually that big, but they're very aggressive. I think we looked at their roster, and they might have 6 or 7 kids that weigh 200 pounds or more. But, as long as they're tough, that's a great thing.
More of a zone-blocking team, or are they a kind of a straight-ahead guy?
It appears to be that they do a lot of zone blocking. It's always hard. People always get caught up in the semantics of things, but it's, they do a lot of double teams, and they, like I said, they do run some counter-trace stuff at you, so with two linemen pulling. But as long as they know what they're doing, it seems to work well.
When the Eichmeyer kid has to throw, last year was not bad, a little over 50% throwing the football. What do they like to throw? Where do they usually try to pick on defenses?
They really like to go downfield. If they can get a kid on a release pattern, on a fly, a 9, whatever you want to call it, they're going to take advantage of that. He likes to try and throw it deep, and then he likes to throw it to a back out of the backfield, just slip him out of there on a little what we'd call 2 route, release route, whatever you want to call it, but that's what they like to do.
You mentioned 43 as a blocking guy. Is he going to get more carries, do you think, this year? Or do they have somebody to slide into Lozano's place?
Number 27 does a nice job. He's a fast kid. So I think that those two guys, plus the quarterback, obviously, will give you some, it's kind of a three-headed monster the way we look at it.
For you guys on the offensive side, Coach, going to be going with the 2-quarterback system. What have you seen from Kellen and Slade here in preparation?
Well, I think we're in a great position. We've got those two guys that could both start for, most teams across the state. They do a great job. Big, strong kids, heady kids. They're very athletic, and that's what we like about it. And I told him, Slade's going to get the start. He's done all the things necessary to earn that spot, but Kellen brings a great flair, too. He's a real heady kid. He does some really nice things with his feet and has a great arm. And Slade's playing, starting on defense at outside linebacker, and so he could need a blow there. So we don't have it scripted out where, you got 2 series, he's got 1 or anything like that, but, Kellen's definitely going to get his series on Friday night.
Coach, I know you've told me many a times over the last few years, if you can find 3 or 4 plays that work and just kind of keep using them, do you feel like you've got those 3 or 4 plays?
Hey, everything looks great on paper, and we've been doing some great things in practice, and we've got a couple different things that we want to do, and definitely, if we can run the ball too, that's what we're going to sit there, and we told the kids that. If we can sit there and run the same formation, run the same 4 or 5 plays, we're going to do it all night, and that's what every coach hopes to do. Makes life easy.
You mentioned running the ball. Ryan Johnson, a good guy to be able to lean on along with those quarterbacks you mentioned. You also got guys like Abe Dirks and probably Caden Cook that will see some carries.
I definitely think that they will definitely get carries. Jack Troutman, Cade Schabel, Torrey Feldman, we're going to move him to the slot a little bit. And so, if we can get those guys all, into the ball game in terms of getting carries, that'd be a great thing.
You mentioned moving Torrey Feldman into the slot. Who fills his spot in the on the outside?
Colby? He's just moved to a slot for a few plays. We've still got, Colby Christensen, you've got Emmanuel Jiglo, we've got a lot of different guys, but it just depends on the formation. That's where he's going to move to.
Coach, how do you like how your defense matches up against their offense?
you know, they've got a lot of kids coming back in offense. We've got a lot of kids coming back on defense. So it seems to be a real good battle right there. You know, we're real thick at the linebacker position in terms of guys coming back. Our secondary's got a lot of kids. But there again, you know, you can't rest on what happened last year in terms of what you did defensively. You got to step up and do the job this year.
It's been hot all week, so guys probably adapted to the heat we're seeing tonight.
We hope so. You know, we did go shoulder pads and shorts a couple of days. Wednesday it was full pads, but, you know, keep them hydrated, keep watering them, you know, make sure you're not being too hard on them or too light. You know, it's like that. It's an even keel there.
Coach, talk special teams for both teams. Who do you feel has an advantage?
Well, we like to believe that, you know, with Ty coming back as an all-district punter, I think he does a great job. Elijah Lee's been kind of nicked up in the with his leg from some summer over usage. And so Nolan Moore and Kobe Christensen have been manning the kicking duties for us, and they're doing a great job. So we don't feel like we're skipping a beat there. And we've got some great return guys, you know, with Torrey Feldman, Nick Mackey, Emmanuel. So we feel like we've got some real good threats there, too.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game and also chatting with you Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You bet. Back with more of the Mackey Motors. Nick Brinks and Jerry Fleshner will have the call. That's coming up next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.